You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just a blessing to be here this morning, to break the bread of life and to just be alive on this morning. We just thank God for life, health, and strength, and we just thank God for another opportunity to really just strengthen our relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus, and to be led by His Spirit. It's crucial in these times that we live in that we be led by His Spirit, because we have a plan, but God has a greater plan, and God knows what's best for us, and He knows the end before the beginning. So there's a lot going on around us. There's a lot going on around us. And the only way we're going to be able to stand is if we stand in faith, believing this word, living this word, and getting a deeper understanding of the word, because that's who Jesus is. Jesus is the word. So we have to get into this word. First of all, we have to receive Him as our Lord and Savior. And if you don't know Him, you need to get to know Him today. Don't wait till this evening. Don't wait till tomorrow, because it's not promised to any of us. We don't know when, we don't know where, and we don't know how. All we know is that if Jesus tarries, that we all must go that way. And there's nothing worse than to leave this earth not in the presence of Jesus, not in Christ, not in that ark of safety. And that's a blessed assurance to know that you know that you are saved and you will be with Him. And if you don't die in Him, then you will spend eternity apart from Him, without Him, in a hell. And it makes no good sense to me to live on this earth and go through all the hell we go through and then close your eyes and spend eternity in a burning hell. It makes no sense to me. So we have to be mindful of that, because that's the truth. That's the truth of the gospel. That's the truth. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to save. He didn't come to condemn, but He came to save those that were lost. He healed the sick. He opened blind eyes. He healed the maimed and the lame. And He preached and He teached and He ministered to all those that would listen. So, and this is what we have to do in this hour. It's critical that we tell someone about Jesus, because souls are hanging in the balance, and this is eternal. Everything here on this earth is temporary, but once we close our eyes, if Jesus tarries, once we close our eyes, that's when eternity really starts, when you're born again, when you receive Him as a child of God. That's when eternity starts. Then our eternal life starts. So when we're in Christ, we just close our eyes and go to sleep until He come and wake us up. But our spirit and our soul is with Him immediately. And when He wake us up, we'll get our glorified bodies that are fit and formed for heaven. So we can't miss this train. We can't miss it, because it's for eternity. And just think about this. If we're wrong about this thing, eternity is a long time to be wrong. You can't change it. You can't change it. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank You right now for another day, Lord God. We bless You and we magnify You, God, because You're such a great God. We lift You up. We love You. We love You, God. We love Your darling Son, Jesus. We thank You for Your precious Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us. Lord, just touch all those that are listening right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch them. Let them receive Your word. Cultivate the soils of their heart. Let it be rich and nourished ground. Let it be fertile ground to receive this word. That someone else will come in water, but you will bring the increase. That they will be fruitful for the kingdom of God. They will be able to go and tell someone else, Lord. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for what you did on the cross, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, right now, Lord. Just touch all those that are sick, those that are ready to give up, Lord God. Father, just make their bodies whole and cured in the name of Jesus. With your stripes, Isaiah 53:5 says, with your stripes, we are already healed. We're standing on that healing right now this morning, Lord. Pour out your healing virtue, Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're doing right now. We take authority over the airways in the name of Jesus. In the authority and the power that you've given us, we take authority right now and we bind every mind-binding spirit, every hindering spirit, every spirit that's not of you, God, that would try to come and steal the word. Lord, we cancel their assignment right now. Their assignment is null and void. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now. Thank you for someone who's listening that don't know you, Lord Jesus, that you were drawn by your spirit this morning. You were drawn, Lord God. We ask a special blessing on the bereaved families, Lord. All the bereaved families, those who have lost loved ones, Lord God. Father, just give them peace and comfort. Let them know that to be absent from their body is to be present with the Lord when they die in Christ. Lord, just give them a sense of urgency to get their lives in order if they're not. Lord, we thank you right now for the men and women of God that control this radio station, that own this radio station, that make it happen, that the gospel goes out, that your songs of praise and hymns and worship goes out. Lord God, all the men and women of God who come through preaching and teaching and ministering, Lord God, just strengthen them right now, Lord. Anoint them. Anoint them, Lord God. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding in your word, Lord, and what you've called us to do. Lord, build them up where they're torn down. Encourage their hearts, Lord, to put their faith and trust in you and to keep holding up the bloodstained banner. Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you for what you're getting ready to do, what you've already done, and what the future holds for your kingdom, Lord God. We ask all these blessings, Father. We ask these words in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And this morning we're looking at Romans 14. Last time we left off with verse 20. I expounded a little bit on 16 through 19, but I left off on verse 20. And so I'm going to read verse 20 through 23. And it reads as thus. And I'm reading from the King James Version. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubleth is damned if he eat. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whosoever is not of faith is sin. Amen. Amen. So you must not, for the sake of food, undo and break down and destroy the work of God. Food is for our natural body to sustain it. But the word of God is the food for our spiritual body, our spirit man. And we also, as we nourish the natural, the physical, we have to nourish the spiritual. And because we are, We are spirit first. We are spiritual beings having a natural experience on this earth. But our connection, our real connection is in heaven. When you are in Christ, when you are born again, you have already been made and seated with Christ in heavenly places. God has brought us in and seated us in the realm of the Spirit in heavenly places when we're in Christ Jesus. That's why I was saying before, you must be in Christ. You must be born again of the Spirit. So what Paul is telling them is, don't get caught up on what you eat or you don't eat. Don't get caught up on it. And don't let it destroy the works. Don't let it destroy the works of God. Because the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace in the Holy Ghost. So it's the kingdom of God is inside of us. We are the kingdom when we're in Christ, because we're part of the family of God. We're part of the kingdom when we receive him as our. So we are the kingdom. We have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. So everything around us is temporary. We are spiritual, and that's where we will spend eternity, in heaven, in the spiritual realm, when we are in Christ Jesus. So we can't get caught up. We can't get entangled with the affairs of this world, going back and forward about who eats what and who don't eat whatever. Because anything that we eat, any food, is ceremonially clean when we pray over it and give it to God in our own conscience and how you think. Because if you think that it's not, if it's not clean or it's not right for your body to eat it, then you already damned anyway. You already damned, and you cause a brother to stumble, a brethren, that means a brother or a sister, you cause them to stumble because they trying to do what you do. And they're not convicted by God, and it's good with them. So they're okay. So you can't impose and press your opinions and your belief system on no one else, because you can't save anyone else. And we're not governed by what we think and by man's opinion. We're governed by the word of God. So everything indeed is ceremonially clean. It's clean and pure, but it is wrong for anyone. See, that's why I'm saying you can't impose and cause a brother or sister to stumble because they're trying to do what you do or trying to eat what you eat. So we have to be mindful of that we don't cause no one else to stumble or fall by what he eats or what she eats, because they're trying to be like us. And we're not to be trying to impress nobody. Long as we line up with the word of God, that's all that matters. So we can't be trying to impress man. And if you know that you can't eat certain things because they're going to cause your body to do a certain thing, then you shouldn't eat it. You shouldn't eat it. And you shouldn't force no one else to eat. If they come to your house for dinner and you know they can't eat beef, you shouldn't try to force beef on them. And much as I love a nice ribeye, I can't eat it because it causes my joints to swell. I was talking to a young lady in Publix yesterday, and we was talking, and it's amazing how God will line his word up, because this is what I've been preaching on and about faith and about not imposing your will on someone else about what they eat and not condemning them for a little minute now. And we had that conversation yesterday, and we was talking about, you know, how what's good for the body and what's not, and what the original design was. The original design was that there was no meat on them trees in the garden. So that was the original design. And so if we looking at the word, that's how it was. So, I mean, and I still eat meat. I still eat meat. I don't eat certain meats because it causes my body to do different things, and it's not good for me. But I can't impose that on anyone else. So I just have to stay in line with God and just pray that He help me to get to a certain place that I want to get to. But and that's how we should be. We can't force anyone to do anything. Only thing we can do is plant seeds and let them make their own decision, because we have free will and God gives us free will. He's not going to force any of us to receive His Son, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. It's a precious gift. It's free, but it costs Jesus everything. The only thing it costs us is to live for Him, because it cost Him His life. He died for us. He took on all of our sins. Everything that we were big enough to do, we were doing it. And it all was laid on Him at Calvary's cross. At Calvary's cross, He paid the price. That burden was laid on Him. He paid the sin debt for us, that we might be in right standing. And there's no other way. There's no other way we could. That was the only way we could be in right standings, because we were a part of the kingdom, but then we lost when Adam and Eve did what they did in the garden. But Jesus came and put us back in right standing. He put us back in right standing. Glory to God. He put us back in right standing. So we should be able to live for Him. He died for us. Just think about that. How many people you know will die for you and your soul's salvation? Huh? This was an eternal blessing that He gave us. Salvation is eternal. This is only temporary here. And it's for a short time. But eternity is forever. So it is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine. Nor anything that will cause our brother to stumble or be offended or make him weak. Huh? So we shouldn't do anything that would cause another, if you know what they believe or what. So, I mean, that's between them and God. Only thing you can do is plant seeds. You can't force anybody. And you can't try to impress nobody with what you believe. Because we need to believe in Jesus and the finished work on the cross. He said, it is finished. So everything that we're dealing with down here is already finished. Jesus already conquered. He's already covered everything. Every sickness, every disease, every circumstance, every situation is all covered under the blood. So once you come into the kingdom and you receive Him as your Lord and Savior, it's all covered. It may not look like it, because the enemy is throwing off facades and he calls us to fear and panic tactics, and he does things to cause us to fear. And fear ain't nothing but false evidence of being real. It's false. The devil is a liar, him and his mother-in-law, and ain't no truth in him. So we have to follow Jesus. Jesus is he's the way. He's the truth, and He is the life. That's it. So all this other stuff that we bicker about and we go back and forward don't mean a hill of beans. It don't mean a hill. And this is what Paul was trying to tell the church at Rome. Listen, don't waste your time with trivial stuff, because this earthen vessel will go right back to the dirt where it come from. And I always said that we just glorified mud balls, because we made out of the dirt and we're glorified in Him. When we receive Him and He comes to live on the inside of us, we're glorified, but we're still mud balls while we're here. But our spirit is exalted into heaven, because we're in that place with Him already. And it says that we're seated. So that means, just like Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, we're seated with Christ in heaven. So it's already finished. The work is already finished. We just have to walk it out by faith. The only way we're going to be able to walk it out is by faith, because a lot of things that we see and we hear, and it's only being heightened. God is moving all across this world. There's a great revival going on. It's already here. And they're coming into the kingdom. They're coming into the kingdom. So those of us that are already in the kingdom, those of us that are mature, they can eat the mature meat of the word. That we can chew the meat. We're not babes. We're not still sucking milk, but we can chew the meat. We have to equip them. Huh? We have to equip them for the work of the ministry, and that's to go out and make other disciples. It's continuous. So those of us that are spiritual have to pull those that are weak in the spirit. They may not even be believers. We have to pull them in. We have to pull them in. And the best way I've noticed and I've seen to be able to pull them in, to draw them, is by the life that we live. And in love. In love, because if we don't do it in love, it profits us nothing. So you have to have love one for another. That's the only way the world is going to know that we're his disciples. If we have love one for another, and that's the only way we're going to be able to walk it out, because it's not natural. It's supernatural. It's spiritual. And for us to walk in the spirit, we're going to have love. And not just that phileo or eros, not that brotherly love or affectionate type. We're going to have an agape love, the love that God had for us when he sent his son. It's unconditional. It's not looking for anything in return. And the only way we can have that love is we have to be in a close relationship with the Lord Jesus. We have to commune with his Holy Spirit. We have to meditate on his word, because he is the word. The only way we're going to know him is the word. The word is alive. It's spirit and it's life. It is alive. This word will come alive in you. It feeds our spirit, man. That's the only way we're going to be able to love like that. And the only way we're going to be able to walk by faith. The only way. Ain't no other way it's going to happen. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Your faith walk is, excuse me, is your relationship with the Lord Jesus. And the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and teaches us all things. So if you get open these pages on this Bible and you don't understand, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. The Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. And your convictions are your convictions, because if you're doing wrong and you're not convicted, then you might need to check your salvation, because the Holy Spirit will convict you when you do wrong. You can't have an encounter with Jesus and still do the same thing and not be convicted. And that's just the truth of the matter. And I ain't saying we won't do wrong, but when we do, we are convicted. So my conviction is before God, not before you. And your conviction is not before me. It's before God. So again, I can't condemn you. I can't condemn you because you're not convicted on what I'm convicted on. That's your belief system. But one mutual thing that we have in common, if we are born again, we believe in Christ Jesus. We believe his word. We believe his Holy Spirit. That, now, we can agree on that, because that's the truth. But but what we're convicted of different things, and what some think might be wrong, might not be wrong to them. Excuse me. Excuse me. Devil, you is a liar. Get ye hence. But you have to be in close relationship with the Lord and his spirit dwelling on the inside of you. That's what's going to convict you. And you can't really know what God has commanded us to do and what's right and wrong if you don't study the word. You have to study the word. So, because we're striving not only to the truth and obey his will, we're striving to eat this word, to eat it, to build our spirit man, that we might fulfill the will of God and be blessed. Because in Joshua, it tells us that if we meditate on his word day and night, we will be blessed. We will be successful. We will be prosperous. And that's a prosperous soul. Our soul is healthy. Our spirit is healthy. And in turn, our bodies, these earthly bodies, will be healthy. while we're here. It's amazing how when we have bitterness and unforgiveness and doubt and fear and all that stuff, it causes ailment in the body. It causes your body to be sickly because it affects the body. So we have to speak the word of God. Even if we have symptoms of something going on, I don't receive that. I don't receive that. No, devil, you a liar. I am made whole and cured. Isaiah 53:5 say, with his stripes we are already healed because he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace, the chastisement, he took the punishment so we can have peace, was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. It's past tense. All we have to do is walk it out. We have to believe it. We have to receive it. And we have to pass it on to others. We planting seeds. Some plant seeds, some water. But it's God that brings the increase. God brings the increase. But the man who has doubt, misgivings, the man who is doubting, if you have doubt, you don't believe in Jesus Christ. You can't doubt him and expect to serve him and be a disciple of him and expect to get anything from him. You have to believe that he is before you can even come to him. And if you don't believe, this word is foolishness to you. You can't get understanding until you believe. Once you are born again believer, then you start to receive it. Then that word take a hold to your life and it comes alive. It comes alive. Because anything that's outside of faith is sin. We must have faith. We must have faith. So if you don't believe, you in sin. If you don't have faith, you in sin. You must believe that God is and his word is truth. To live and walk by faith, you must believe. You must believe that that's the truth of the matter. So anything else originate from sin if it's not in faith. And that's why it's impossible to please God without faith. So until next time, I love you. I'm praying for you. Keep the faith. Love on somebody. Tell somebody about Jesus. And be blessed. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at
all times. Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in an entertaining and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
Join Dr. McGee at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station WCNO.
Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. In the midst of chaos, you were made to shine. You were made to succeed. You were made to be God's creation, created in Christ Jesus.